In our worldview today, a new report out of Germany says Pope Benedict failed to act on child sex abuse during his time as Archbishop of the Diocese in Munich. The investigation commissioned by the church says the retired Pope knew priests were in fact molesting children, but looked the other way. The report examined complaints over seven decades and uncovered nearly 500 victims at the church. The study identified more than 235 priests who were held responsible. Benedict has denied allegations he tried to cover up the abuse. Well, scientists have discovered a rare stretch of coral reefs deep in the South Pacific. Divers from UNESCO first spotted the two-mile patch in November, more than 100 feet underwater off the coast of Tahiti, making this the largest discovery of pristine reefs at this depth. Scientists say the coral reefs appear to be untouched by climate change and human activity, unlike other parts of the ocean floor that have already been mapped. Nearly 15% of the world's coral reefs have been destroyed by warmer temperatures over the last decade, and researchers say they hope the latest discovery will help them gain a better understanding about the role deeper coral reefs can play in the ocean's ecosystem. And a high-flying feat for one teenager in Belgium. 19-year-old Zara Rutherford set a world record as the youngest woman to fly solo around the world. Her plane touched down in western Belgium 155 days after she took off. Along the way, she traveled across five continents and 41 countries, and her flight was initially scheduled to take just 3 months, but bad weather and visa issues extended her trip by roughly 2 months. The previous record was held by a woman was set by 30-year-old American Shasta Waits that was recorded back in 2017. Rutherford's feat comes just 5 years after she began flying, but aviation runs in her veins with both of her parents, no surprise, pilots. The all-time record still belongs to 18-year-old Brit Travis Ludlow, who completed his journey last year.